Welcome to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net. Short opinion pieces, humor, rants, and musings by best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net. Now, on with the show. When I was 13, my father, his second wife, and their then two young children moved to the Dominican Republic, the country that shares the island of Hispaniola in the Caribbean with Haiti. I saw him once from that time until I was in my 40s. I kept saying I needed to visit him in order to reconnect, but it wasn't until shortly after my mother died that I realized it was never going to happen unless I simply made the decision and did it. I made all the travel arrangements, got my passport, then took the appropriate time off work, then realized I should probably have some command of Spanish before I set foot in the Spanish-speaking country. I bought some tapes and books and set out to study. I was diligent. I set aside time each day to work on it. I repeated all the phrases on the tapes. I did this right until I boarded the plane headed for Miami, where I got my layover to the DR. With all this work, the only Spanish that actually stuck in my mind was the rather obscure phrase, que lástima, which means, what a pity. I doubted I'd ever get to use this hard-won knowledge. My father and his wife Carol picked me up at the airport. On the long drive through Santo Domingo, the capital city, to La Romana, the coastal town they lived in, I kept noticing large stores with huge, bright windowed fronts. Estevas Muebles, Frank Muebles, Pedro Muebles, Albert Muebles. I mentioned to Dad that the Muebles family must be really large. He was confused. I mentioned all the stores. Muebles, he informed me, means furniture. It seems furniture stores are very profitable in the Dominican Republic. They sell furniture to people on time payments. And when the people couldn't keep up the payments, which happens often in a country with so many poor, they repossess, then sell it again. And again, very lucrative. He and Carol had the good graces not to laugh too loudly at my misapprehension, but it did become a topic of humorous conversation with the family and many of the people I met while I was there. I also told them of my attempt to learn Spanish, and the one phrase I'd mastered. Dad complimented me on my pronunciation. The trip was wonderful. Reconnecting with my father and his wife and meeting my half-brother, who was already an adult, for the first time were special experiences, but the biggest benefit of the trip, one that still moves me to this day, was how willing my father was to allow me to say anything, ask any question, make any accusation I had about his absence in my life all those years. He answered honestly and compassionately and without judgment. It was infinitely easy to forgive him and to forgive myself for harboring any resentment. I ended up with a grand relationship with him. On one of the last days I was there, Dad, Carol, my brother Paul, and I piled into our car and drove across the island to visit Dad and Carol's oldest, Anne, who I had last seen when she was around 5. She now had her own family with 3 small boys. We got to their house, traded hugs and chatter, and I told them the Muebles story and shared my one Spanish phrase, the one I had no hope of ever being able to use. They all thought both stories were funny. Anne and Dad translated to the boys and the gathered friends, none of whom spoke any English. One of Anne's boys even tried to teach me Spanish by telling me the proper names for things and making me repeat them. None of those words stuck either, but you have to give the kid credit for trying. Late that afternoon, while Anne was fixing a traditional Dominican meal, her husband Dariush went out to buy some ice cream for dessert. During dinner, he was called out on some business matter. Later that evening, he hadn't yet returned, so Anne brought out the ice cream and divided it among those present. "What about Dariush?" I asked, knowing that he had been especially looking forward to it. "He'll have to miss out, I guess." "Que lastima," I said. Everyone cheered.
You have been listening to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net with best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net.